This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship Salem Media Group station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police. Also, let's not forget about the fact that we have got all of those ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, also the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, helping keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about the fact, too, that a special shout-out also goes to our truckers, our warehouse, our factory workers, our butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the rough decks working with the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, that happen to be out there right now and just cruising away on the waterways, moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook a page, also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underscore and emphasize the words under God. A great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, right off the bat, we got a couple of callers on the line here. Let me go see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, what's up?
David Arapica.
What's up, my friend?
I want to let you know that the iHeart.
Okay, all right. And good morning. Is this, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Robert in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Are we going to let the statute of limitations run out on the treasonous Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama?
I don't know, my friend, but that's the least of our problems tonight. We got a major hurricane in the Gulf. Say your prayers for him. All righty. Back to you, Kyle. I do want to talk about what's going to happen. We may have that hurricane coming ashore right now. Is that correct?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We understand one of the last updates was about 36 minutes ago or so. The northern eyewall of Hurricane Laura moving over Cameron Parish in southwestern Louisiana. And again, we emphasize bringing catastrophic, unsurvivable storm surge.
Yeah.
Wind gusts well over 100 miles an hour.
Well, and over 100. How about right now as this thing was making shore? And by the way, I've been watching the millibars in this thing drop all day long. It was down to 938 millibars, 150 to 155 mile an hour sustained winds with gusts in the center, 185 out 20 miles.
Yes, exactly right. So this is nothing to be trifled with. That term unsurvivable, Captain, is because the water that will be coming in will be, I think you were telling me earlier, it's going to be two stories high, basically.
Correct.
Yeah.
And most of these houses that are up on the stilts are only up one story off the water, about 10 to 12 feet. So 20 foot of water would put it right there in where the people might happen to be, the ones that stayed behind. And there were people. There were people, I saw them tonight being interviewed yesterday, that were staying behind, and you got to be a damn fool with something like this coming at you.
Well, absolutely right. And right now, some 500,000 people are under orders to evacuate.
Well, here's the deal, okay? To all the truckers and all the people traveling along I-10 tonight, you don't want to be anywhere near Houston, Texas, and you certainly don't want to be anywhere west of, say, Mobile, Alabama, because the, some of the effects of this is going to be felt all the way over to Pascagoula, Mississippi, in terms of a slight storm surge, not like the big one that's over there by Louisiana, over by Sea Rim State Park, Texas, and Intercoastal City, Louisiana. I-10 is going to be underwater in a lot of places. There's a lot of low areas through there, and it will be underwater.
It certainly will, Captain. And, of course, as the storm makes its way onto land, we still expect way far into the inland parts to still get massive amounts of rain, massive amounts of flooding. This is not going to be over for a long time, it seems.
Now, this is going to go pretty much straight north out of the Texas, right there along the Texas and Louisiana line, across about half of Louisiana, and across maybe about a 30 or 40 inland track of Texas, right up to Texarkana. It's going to make a right loop and go up towards Little Rock, Arkansas. So depending on how quickly this thing decelerates, if it slows down, fine. If it doesn't, it's just going to saturate some more. They're talking 8 to 12 inches of rain along with this surge, which is enough to really create more problems. But widespread flash flooding, the small streams, the urban areas, the roadways, as I said, there's going to be a lot of flooding. Not the place to be. And if you can avoid I-10, and if you can avoid I-20 coming across out of Texas, out of Dallas, over into Louisiana, I would strongly suggest that, because you're going to have hurricane conditions up as far north as Shreveport and I-20. That's probably where the storm will start dropping down below 100 miles an hour up in that area, but that's still enough to blow trucks over.
Well, it certainly is. That's right. Any high-profile vehicle, you have to be careful.
And the motorhomes, too. Don't think you're an invincible in a motorhome. You're not. All right, so we'll keep our eyes on that, folks, but we've also got to keep our eyes on what's going on tonight. Minneapolis flared up, Kyle.
Yes.
We had the National Guard was called out by Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota. Also, the mayor, Jacob Frey's request because of the looting of businesses in downtown Minneapolis last night into this morning. And we'll be getting into more of that when we come back right after we take this break. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, across the country. And by the way, for those of you that want to listen to the program online, and I understand somebody's having a problem with iHeart. I don't have anything to do with iHeart. That's a different radio network altogether. Go to GCNLive.com. That's the syndicator, and just find my little page in there, the Captain's America Third Watch. Click on the thing, and boom, you're in. There you go. It's that simple. All right. Relief Factor brings you this part of the program, and if you're struggling with, arthritis pain or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, maybe you got muscle aches and pains from your general work that you do during the daytime, then how about trying the 3-week Relief Factor Quick Start? It's only $19.95, and you will know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not you are going to be out of pain or not. And guess what? This Relief Factor product goes right straight to the source of the pain. So, with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, all natural and all drug-free, it will help support your healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, that's the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And if you feel you have to call, you can do that, too, at 800-500-8384. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, a lot of stuff going on tonight. Let me go back to Minneapolis because that was breaking here just about the time we came on the air, a little bit before that, actually. But the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, has deployed the Minnesota National Guard to Minneapolis, including a military police unit, following Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey's request in response to the ongoing looting of businesses in downtown Minneapolis Wednesday night. Now, what happened was the looting broke out after a homicide suspect died by suicide on the Nicollet Mall. And following his death, the rumors went out right away. Oh, the man was shot by police, and that's what it was all about, okay? But not true. So, again, an untrue statement started another riot in Minneapolis. I mean, this is crazy that these people are that stupid.
Well, yes, and it's just a terrible, terrible night, obviously, again in Minneapolis. And you're right, Captain. We understand that there's surveillance footage that shows the man actually shooting himself
right.
to a group of people. We understand that in downtown Minneapolis, they began to loot stores like Saks Fifth Avenue, for example, and near 6th and Nicolette, as you mentioned, the Nicolette Mall there. So these things that were happening earlier, a lot of people posting on social media about this, but you're right. Obviously, a terrible tragedy, number one, but also a misconception on the other hand, which also led to a lot of this violence that we saw.
Yeah, and this is ridiculous. I mean, first of all, there's no excuse for them to be tearing everything up. That's number one. There's no excuse at all whatsoever. And number two, when you can't get your story straight and you go out and all you're going to do is just, well, it gives me an excuse to go take my reparation or whatever kind of nonsense it got going on, right?
Well, right, and I'm glad that you mentioned the idea that, again, this isn't based on peaceful protest or even trying to obtain, quote-unquote, justice or a fair whatever. It is, in fact, it's an opportunity for many to say, well, this is what we're trying to foment unrest. And so they have co-opted or they've really hijacked, actually is a better word, the notion of protesting and gone again, as we've seen over so many nights in Portland, as we've seen in Minneapolis and now in Kenosha, these acts of violence, which are designed to create anarchy and chaos.
Now, the other thing is Portland tonight is still acting up, but Kenosha has been quiet tonight. That's because, of course, we have about 500 National Guardsmen there. We also have special FBI and ATF teams that were dispatched in there. The young man yesterday that apparently killed two people, 17 years old, was arrested in Illinois in connection with the deadly shooting at the Kenosha riots. So I don't know what else is going to happen, but that's what we got going on right now.
Well, exactly, and again, you know, seeing all these things happen and seeing it and seeing people come in from what is obviously somewhere else. They were prepared. They had their helmets. They had other protection on their bodies and so forth. They were they were ready for a fight, and they know. And here's the thing: they do train and go through scenarios for this. They know
Absolutely.
Exactly what they're going to be doing.
Yep.
So these are tactics. It's not spontaneous
no.
by any means.
Yeah, and they do it with the fire department, and the way they used to train with us is we had the water cannons, okay? And we used the water cannons on these people, and why they're not doing that is beyond me. You get a bunch of people out in the street, you put 150 pounds of water behind a water monitor, you point that out on the street, you watch those people right down the street, and just let them go. Probably some of them needed a bath anyway. All right, hang on, we're going to check the phone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Roy in Sarasota.
Yep.
And I called before to have the station turned back on down here, but it's back on, but it's garbled now.
All right. Well, I don't know what's going on. There's a problem somewhere on the Internet, but that's the way it is. There's a provider problem, I think, right here in the area. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, let me just say that, Kyle, did you hear about the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday?
Yes, they had decided to forego the last game in the series, I believe, in light of the situation in Kenosha.
Yeah, it was a playoff game against the Orlando Magic after the Kenosha, Wisconsin police shooting, and then there were some other NBA teams, I think, that did the same thing, if I'm correct. By the way, are you able to... is it official? Has the hurricane made sure?
Yes, I believe that we have seen now the breaking news coming from Fox News that Hurricane Laura has made landfall as a Category 4 storm. So this is a very, very powerful hurricane indeed. And that just came over just a few moments ago.
Okay. And as I said, it went ashore, to the best of my knowledge, with 150-mile-an-hour winds with gusts to 185 miles an hour at the center. Those were out about 20 miles. And other than that, we just got hopes and prayers are there for everybody. And I hope that the people that were the closest to the water didn't actually try to stay in their houses, because if they did, and this is a remote area of Louisiana where this thing is coming ashore, but still, there's going to be some small towns that are going to be reached up the line, and those are going to be the ones that I hope people didn't stick around for, because it'll wash houses away, and it'll literally wash these little towns away.
Well, Captain, sustained winds of 150 miles an hour are simply you can't survive that. Many structures, as you said, won't survive that. And also, when you're in that kind of wind, things become projectiles. It's simply not safe to be there. So hopefully people have made it out and heeded the warnings. Absolutely.
Well, the hurricane force winds are out 60 miles from the center. And the extreme winds are out 20 miles from the center. And the tropical storm winds are, let's see, they're out 175 miles from the center. So this is going to go all the way over towards New Orleans with tropical force winds and rain. And again, the storm surge is such that there will be a surge over in that direction, too, because from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the mouth of the Mississippi River, the surge is 4 to 7 feet. Now, that's nothing like the 10 to 15 and the 15 to 20 over there where this thing has actually come ashore. But everybody's going to get some sort of water somewhere.
Well, that's right, Captain. Another report says as well, isolated tornadoes are also expected.
Always.
From Laura. Yes.
Always. Mm-hmm. And that goes all the way up into Arkansas today, too, by the way, and over into Mississippi.
Well,
I'm looking at the warnings here right now on the weather statement that just came out here about it. All right, back to a couple of things. The convention last night, and we're going to talk about that pretty much at length here in the next segment, but I'm just going to wrap this segment up with this one. Rasmussen Report says not only did Joe Biden not get a convention bounce of any kind, but he also lost 10% of the independent voter support to Donald Trump, who gained 10%.
Well, I mean, this is just absolutely extraordinary to have the opponent's convention have that kind of effect for Donald Trump is just amazing.
Yeah. Hold that thought. And then, of course, folks, what happened yesterday was Joe Biden and Kamala came out and said, oh, well, we don't want to defund the police. This is all wrong. Oh, this violence has to stop. And all that nonsense. They finally realized that maybe their stupidity in talking about defunding the police just isn't resonating with the country.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Laura, now extremely dangerous with sustained winds close to 150 miles per hour as it nears the Texas-Louisiana border. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says there is little time to protect life and property. They warn of potentially catastrophic and life-threatening storm surges, extreme winds, and flash flooding along the Northwest Gulf Coast. The third night of the Republican National Convention ended with the Star Spangled Banner sung by country artist Trace Adkins. It followed a speech from Vice President Mike Pence at Fort McHenry in Baltimore.
And I leave here today more convinced than ever that we will do in our time as Americans have done throughout our long and storied past. We will defend our freedom.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And you know something? If you want to know what I know and how to save money on your car insurance like I have been for the last 14 years, how about going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com? You know, Geico's been saving people money on their insurance, car insurance, for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, including the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV or an ATV or a boat or whatever, but they can insure all of that too. And if you have homeowners or renters insurance, they can cover that too for you. All you got to do is bundle that, the homeowners with your motor vehicle, or your renters with your motor vehicle. You'll get a cheaper rate even. And by the way, knock on wood, I'm a safe driver, so I get a 10% discount every year for that, too. That's another way you get a discount. And Geico this year rolled back their insurance premiums 15% because of the pandemic to try to help people out, which was a great thing that they did. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you and see if you can save money just like I have. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, what are you hearing?
Well, Captain, yeah, everything seems to be fine in terms of the program, and
All right. We
just sent everybody over to AM 920,
yep.
The answer of Atlanta.
Yep, that's Atlanta, and hello to our good friends up there in Atlanta. Now, back to what we're talking about here. The Rasmussen reports, again, reporting that not only did Joe Biden not get a convention bounce, the president actually picked up 4 percentage points in terms of popularity, but he lost 10% of his independent support to President Trump, who picked up that 10%. And we also heard yesterday that in Florida, the latest poll out of Florida, President Trump has cut Joe Biden's lead that he had down here in half. It's now within the margin of error.
See, this is very impressive. And I think, Captain, of course, you know, even during the Democrat convention, President Trump was still very visible, obviously, because there are many things going on in our country which require the president to be front and center still, no matter what. So I think some of these independent voters had a chance to really do some side-by-side comparisons. And also, they see what President Trump is doing, and they're comparing that to Joe Biden, who's pretty much, you know, still kind of confined to the basement kind of thing, and just the real difference was so very stark. And now, of course, as we come through the Republican National Convention, and everything that we're hearing through the RNC, I think is going to make that the Biden bounce for Trump even get better.
Well, they listened to Don Lemon, okay,
right.
And Don Lemon yesterday was telling Chris Cuomo that Biden was making a big mistake, that he was losing support because these people were not coming out and decrying the violence and this, that, and the other, and they needed to do it. And finally, yesterday, out came Biden and out came Kamala Harris. Now, I think it's too little too late because all of a sudden you jump on the bandwagon and it's obvious you're doing it because, oh my God, you're losing support with your own people.
It is so hard, Captain, for the candidates Biden and Harris to try to get people to believe that all along they have, you know, it's kind of like when Joe Biden called Donald Trump a xenophobe for stopping travel from China early on in the coronavirus issue, and then later on praised it and agreed with it. Well, again, people are tired of Biden having to play catch up on the right decisions on things. I mean, this is crazy. And again, people, they know, they believe Biden and Harris and who they say they are, and I don't think they're going to be able to change too many minds now.
No. Now, the Justice Department came out yesterday, and, of course, the Justice Department has got a lot of things going on, but all of a sudden, they made an announcement that they may, in fact, probe the New York State and other blue states' problem with the nursing home deaths. Won't that be interesting?
It certainly will, and really, the people that perished in these nursing homes as a result of these bizarre implementation of these policies, they cry out, their families cry out, I think, for investigation and justice. This was one of the world's worst ideas that we've ever seen done, to actually send sick people into a group of elderly people who just couldn't fight this thing at all. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. And the other thing is we heard about the Moderna vaccine and is now showing a strong response in older adults to bringing the coronavirus under control. And that's big news, too.
Well, it sure is. Yeah, it's over for people who are over the age of 55. So, again, yeah, that is very promising because people who are in their mid to late 50s and, of course, on from there, they're in the most vulnerable age group for this. And so this is a good step forward. And there may be, again, there may not be a one-size-fits-all here in dealing with coronavirus. It's going to have to be mission-specific, I think, when all is said and done.
Now, we had our friend Buck down in Sarasota who works for the Postal Bulk Mail Center. Both he and his wife tell us that everything would be fine, you know, with the postal, with the mail and this, that, and the other. Of course, we don't do vote by mail in Florida. We do vote by absentee ballot, which is a different story. And I would trust vote by absentee ballot before the vote by mail thing because there's no check or balance on the vote by mail. You just send out a ballot. They turn around. They send it back in. And with the vote by absentee ballot, you have to sign the back of the envelope, and the signature on the back of the envelope has to match the signature they have on sign when you registered to vote.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, I think there's a real parallel here. For example, with the rules for radicals, one of the things that you do with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, is you try to overwhelm the system, whatever that system is, basically. And that's kind of what this vote-by-mail thing is all about, I think, in the minds of Democrats, because they want to throw so much dirt in the air, as opposed to having an orderly progression like absentee ballots or going to the polls, these kinds of things that are much more orderly, much more in line with our expectations, but just overwhelm it with all these ballots going out who knows where, and then claim, oh, it's overwhelming, Biden won. I mean, that's
well, there was a poll done yesterday, and again, it was a USA Today poll, and 33% of the people polled in battleground states said they were going to vote by mail. Now, most of the battleground states don't have vote by mail. They have absentee balloting, so technically they got the verbiage wrong there. And then a group of retired postal workers told President Trump that he should trust the mail, that the mail would be okay. But again, we're not talking about mail voting. We're talking about absentee voting, which there is a difference. There is a security system built in place that you don't have when you vote by mail.
Well, exactly right. And even so, before you drop your absentee ballot in the mail, consider, as you've said many times, Captain, dropping it off to the registrar of voters.
I took mine in person, walked up, and stuck it in the envelope.
Yep.
Or in the thing where they had there for absentee ballots.
Yep.
You
bet. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear about the border and our Border Patrol officers down there, Customs and Border Patrol? They actually mulled using a microwave weapon, which is something that's used in the military. We have that, and we've used it out in the desert in Iraq, and we've also used it in Afghanistan a couple times. But they mulled using a microwave weapon on the illegals, which is a sound wave, which gets them to stop because it's so annoying that they turn around and they go back where they came from.
Well, in the arsenal of the law enforcement and the federal government, there's all kinds of stuff like that for crowd control, and usually I think it's for the idea of when you have these major, you know, insurrections like we've seen in Minneapolis and so forth. But yeah, it's known as what they call a heat ray. It sounds pretty science fictiony.
Yeah, now we're getting ready to take a break here, and we're going to be coming back. And when we do, we're going to be coming back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, the first one of the evening. And, of course, again, we're going to be talking about the hurricane, and I-10 is not the place where you want to be in East Texas over east of Houston, over across most of Louisiana tonight. You do not want to be on I-10 at all. The water coming in, the rain that's there, the winds that are there, very, very dangerous to try to travel to go anywhere. And if you're on the north-south route from Lafayette up to Shreveport, you might want to not even think about doing that either. If you're up on I-20, keep it in the wind and keep moving. Get the heck out of harm's way. All right, Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that. Used to be with Fox News and was there for about 10, 12 years, and she started out in radio as the first female traffic reporter for the Howard Stern Show when he was on the old WNEW. That's when it, where he was on over there. But anyway, in New York City. But anyway, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Fall on into there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club. Get yourself one of those nice mugs, those hot or cold mugs, and you can get some cold soda or whatever to drink or whatever, along with the hot stuff, too, whatever works for you. By the way, special shout-out to George and Nathan up there in Minneapolis tonight. You guys stay safe. I know you had the riots up there again and the looting going on downtown. They're not, George doesn't live all that far away from there. So you guys be careful. Be careful up there. All right. And Kyle, we are going to go rooster cruising.
Little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. Mm-hmm. quarter cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a tear right Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, Ray Carlisle from back in the late 70s. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. All righty, and here we go, because we got to get into this right now. Now, of course, the extremely dangerous Hurricane Laura has made landfall. Catastrophic impact coming along with that. The only good thing about this is that it came ashore in a remote part of Louisiana. However, it won't stay that way for long. Now, there's a dangerous storm surge off to the right side of the storm, which is the worst place to be, 15 to 20 feet out about 30 or 40 miles. And this could push water about 40 miles inland. Now, there are some small towns in the bayou out that way, 300 and 400 people in them that could be literally washed away. I hope the people got out of there. I really do. The widespread damaging wind gusts, catastrophic wind damage, when you've got 150-mile-an-hour to 185-mile-an-hour gusts, that's just nothing's going to stand, especially the way they've got some of the structures built in Louisiana. You've seen what I've seen, and many of you know what I'm talking about. Torrential rain, flooding, tornadoes, and the hurricane storm surge and tropical storm warnings are extended from the northwestern Gulf Coast into parts of Louisiana, Texas, and over into Arkansas, as well as they're getting a storm surge in Mississippi right now, not like what you've got over west of the mouth of the Mississippi, because right there, mouth of Mississippi, it's 4 to 7 foot with a storm surge, 10 to 15 foot, 15 to 20 up there where the storm is at right now. And Kyle, you take it away with what's going on out west, and then we'll get into the details over here where the hurricane is.
Well, Captain, up in northern Montana tonight, up in the Whitewater, Malta, Glasgow area, we've got a fire weather warning. And then also we're looking at fire weather warnings just north of Idaho Falls, basically in Idaho. And that extends over just a little almost to Boise as well. So if you're traveling on I-15, heading up through Idaho Falls, you're going to be in probably some heat and fire weather warning area. Also, down through Wyoming along I-80 through the Rock Springs area, fire weather warning there. Down in Denver along the I-25 corridor, still smoke in the air. Air quality alerts there from the Cameron Peak fire. Still going through that area there in terms of smoke and the air quality. And then as we head down into Arizona, Phoenix, hot as a firecracker, that is for sure. We're looking at temperatures upwards of 107 to 113. Also, Kingman, up in the notch, a couple of air notches, to 115, we understand. And that's going to be the same for Las Vegas and surrounding areas like Pahrump, and so on. And then also, as we move into the California desert, still have excessive heat warnings. And then, of course, the story is the fires in California. We still have fires that are burning and still only in some cases 19% contained, 30% contained. And then also, unfortunately, we have literally hundreds of buildings that have been destroyed. And what CAL FIRE has done, Captain, is they've put up a map where people can actually go and see on the satellite where they can see where if their building has either been not inspected yet or has been confirmed to have been destroyed. So at least some people getting some information, unfortunately some good, some bad, as they survey that. But that smoke continues to have an issue going up through southern Oregon and so forth. So if you're going up the 5 freeway through the Grants Pass area, you're still going to have some smoke to deal with there.
All righty. Now, let's get into it down below. Southeastern Texas, all the way from Houston east to the Louisiana line, all the way over to the Mississippi line. You've got anything from tropical storm warnings, hurricane warnings, tornado warnings, high wind warnings, surge warnings all along the coastal area along I-10. Now, here's what's important, ladies and gentlemen. For God's sakes, don't come east out of San Antonio and think you're going to go trucking in through Houston on I-10. It's not going to happen. You need to, at the very least, get up on I-20 because you're still safe to get up on I-20. There are some outer bands of rain that are headed up on I-20 right now from East Texas right along the line there over to Shreveport and over to the Mississippi line. But nothing like what's coming. If you wait another hour or two to do that, you're going to get caught. Also in tornado warnings, high wind warnings. So the winds up there will still be approaching 100 miles an hour. And Kyle, right now, we've got heavy rain advisories, flood watches, and warnings all the way to Little Rock, Arkansas, up I-30 out of Texas.
That's exactly right, Captain. And unfortunately, anybody who was not able to heed the warnings and get out, they're maybe waiting for some time before any rescue.
No one is going to come and pick them up with 100 mile an hour winds. The winds will have to die down significantly before they can do any of that. And that's going to be we're looking at probably 24 hours based on what this storm's been doing, the history so far. We're looking at 24 hours of nonstop rain.
Exactly.
And wind.
That's right. And so now it's about, it would be, about 2 o'clock in the morning?
Their time,
local time for them. So the sun should be coming up in about 4 hours or so, one would think, and we'll have a much better idea of what's going on with this storm when we're able to see some of the first images that will come in the daytime.
Yeah, and the other thing is, folks, as I said, please, I hope you got out of the area. But if you didn't, man, all we can do is say a prayer for you because this water, as high as it is, pushing about 40 miles inland up all the lower streams and all the little marshways and all that stuff, water is probably more powerful than anything I can think of, more so than a big bulldozer trying to push down a building. Water will take down something faster than any other man-made device I've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly right. Just the sheer force of it is definitely a force of nature. And so, again, we're monitoring a lot of these details, and they are continuing to come in, by the way. I'm seeing here one of the reports, wind gusts near the center of the storm, 185 miles per hour. So that's, again, just a massive amount of force.
Yeah, and for you folks that are having a problem trying to listen to us on a couple of these other streams that are out there, go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. Click on the Listen Now button. You'll see my picture rotating on the screen over there, too. You'll be able to get it that way. So there you go. And, Kyle, you hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.